I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 10 United Nations trucks carrying relief aid finally reached northwest Syria 4 months after historic earthquakes rocked the region. Aid deliveries quickly became a political pawn after the disaster. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says the Syrian war is on hold for now. Thousands of earthquake survivors have a roof over their heads, but their hearts remain unsettled.
The aftershocks could continue for another period of time, months, in fact. So earthquake realities still are quite fresh for a lot of people, particularly on the side of trauma.
Syrian Christians have been helping quake survivors from day one. Believers tell people about God's love and truth, and their consistent presence shows it's real.
Our friends there locally are responding both in practical love and then in spiritual communication of what the gospel is. God is using, as he always does, the brokenness to carry forth his story.
And leaders canceled nationwide brevet exams this week in Lebanon, saying the tests weren't critical. Normally, students have to pass the exam to enter high school. Over 62,000 students will now be given the green light to start high school, whether or not they're ready. Triumph at Mercy Lebanon's Nuna says the cancellation came as no surprise.
The whole year has been wasted. Public schools have been closed, so kids have not been in school since January.
TM Lebanon is expanding its focus beyond Christian education.
We've been working with kids, with education, digital learning, with all these things that are for their future. But this is not enough. They need activities that are not schooling.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.